Hey everyone, I'm Madonna. This is David, and we're going to talk about toxicity.
Toxicity, favorite
Toxicity.
subject. Everyone likes to feel toxic.
Well, we all love heavy metal. Bit of Metallica for morning. Yeah, Iron Maiden for lunch.
Oh, yeah, a bit of yeah, but some of the things that are heavy metals, like glyphosate.
Glyphosate's a toxin. It's not a heavy metal.
Oh, so it's toxic.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%.
But it pulls the heavy metals out of your system.
No, it doesn't.
That's what it does with trees.
No, it pulls some minerals out of your
Oh, the
system.
minerals.
Yeah. So there's a difference. We've got these,
Heavy metals are mostly mineral,
no, they're not.
aren't
They're
they?
different.
Aren't minerals
Yeah.
a metal?
So there's sort of like so we've got our important trace minerals and minerals in our body, the things like, our magnesiums and phosphorus and potassium and calcium and all sorts of stuff. But the heavy metals, the things like aluminium, has no There's no, nothing in the body our body needs aluminium for. There's nothing we need mercury for. There's nothing we need cadmium for. Whereas minerals are things that our body utilizes. 97% of deficiencies can be linked to mineral deficiencies.
Right, funny, mercury used to be like the mainstay of medicine
I
in
know.
the 1600s.
Yes, there's lots of crazy stuff they've done in the past.
That was one of the main things, and also like bloodletting. You gotta let that pressure off.
Funnily enough, if you had an aneurysm in the brain, probably not a bad idea. But for most things, most things, it was a bit of a crazy, crazy time, But anyway, that's okay. And I suppose then it allows the body to replenish, So if you pull a bunch of blood out, the same way if you go give blood, which I refuse to do, but if you go give blood, then your body will do what it can to build up your levels again.
Right.
And it does it fairly quickly.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And we
Although
know.
people feel depleted after sometimes.
Oh, as you do. As you do. We've only got like 6 liters of, there's not that much in the body. We actually have more lymph in the body than we have blood, which is a bit of a hint when it comes to toxicity, isn't it? Because you think about the amount of blood, and then the lymph is like the garbage removal system of the body. And we've got more of that than we've got blood.
Well, another thing about it is that we're not doing it on purpose.
Getting toxic.
No. So, for example, it happens as a byproduct of the lifestyle and the condition of the world. And so, the environment's become quite toxic. So we're absorbing all types of things all the time.
Well, dimming the
And
sun is a very toxic
but there's like
thing that they're doing.
there's so many examples. We don't even need to name any individual ones, because just the way things work, we end up with so many byproducts in the preservative food we're eating, in the different types of medicine, and even, in the whole medical industry, all the soft plastics have these
Absolutely.
strange things in them that are like,
I did a live blood on someone the other day, and he had so much hydrogel in his blood. So hydrogels, like the plastics and the way they come together, and just, I don't know, 1,000 times the size of a red blood cell. These hydroplastics, these hydrogels in his bloodstream, really quite scary. Because that's one of the things. So one of my friends, well, a colleague that I know from Northern Italy, Antoinette Agati, has just published a study. That shows the micro nanotechnology that's in people's brains during autopsies. So, these toxins are getting in, and I think that, and exactly like you say, there's nothing we can do about it
If there's
because we're
so,
living on a polluted planet. So what we've got to do is keep our
I
organs
suppose
of
so,
toxicity open.
but if they're so, because there's something, just say we're toxic because we're eating too much food,
Okay.
like just say it's excess,
That
right?
that'll be one thing. Yeah.
Okay, but I'll just say this: if we eat excess food, that's our own fault, right? But if the thing at
Except
the
for the
end,
manufacturers who have added things over the years to deliberately
yeah,
make
I
them
know.
addictive.
Well, I know. Except still, it's
Well,
like,
it is a thing. It's a thing. It's true and it's real.
but the point I'm getting to with this is that things that are consensual that we do ourselves, we can control those things more easily than things that are delivered through the food system or the medical system and the industrial system.
Well, the
Like,
environment,
there's so many toxins everywhere, from the way we make our food to the leftovers from mining, and they all and because we get our water out of reservoirs, whatever flows downstream from whatever's upstream is going to be a part of what we're drinking. And
absolutely.
we're just talking about the drinking water. Now, we can't control that, right?
But you
But we
can
can
filter the water that comes into your
filter the
house,
water.
yes.
So what we're doing with these different things is, the way I look at it, we've got our past self, our present self and our future self. Now, a lot of the way the things we do in counseling, we're looking at caring for our future self. And so if in the if our if we don't attend to the future self and think, well, how will I like to be in the future? So what do I want to be in the future? Well, I'd like to be healthy, fairly as detoxed as possible, and basically feeling good.
Yeah.
And so when we
Seems
do,
reasonable.
right, yeah, right. And so when we do things in the present that are overindulgent, right, which everyone needs, we need to have fun, so we need to, something to take the pressure off. We need something to make us feel good. And some of those things are overindulgent, but you'll find that just say you have a big weekend and you like have lots of drinks and you kind of eat lots of yummy stuff and this and that. So in the present, we're getting all this dopamine,
Yeah.
from social stuff, from
Yeah.
drinking, from, whatever, really eating nice food and maybe even other things too. People like all sorts of stuff. But then on Monday, our future self is going to feel debilitated in that. Now, if we're really healthy, that's okay because that won't be too hard to iron out.
Yeah.
Just like the other, what we were just talking about, you can iron things out. But at the same time, it's like it's a particular way of thinking. So that's okay if it's a weekend or something away. But if every night we eat a pack of Bickies or four
Yeah.
times a packet of biscuits,
And a bottle of wine.
and a bottle of wine, then we wake up in the morning and we're 2 kilos heavier on Monday, right? And then if we're worried about our weight, it's like we haven't attended to our future self,
Yeah.
right? But by being a little bit more
Mindful.
careful, mindful of what we're doing in the present,
Yep.
because often overeating, we're not only overeating in the present, but we're eating the feelings of our past. You know what I mean? It'll be something that happened in the future, no, that's unresolved. So we can't resolve it so we might eat or we might take drugs or we might drink or we might do this and that, but our future person is being affected in a different way.
Yeah.
So the more we can think positively about a future person and become a servant of that person, the future person.
Yeah.
I think one guy, his name's, oh, I can't remember his name, but he called it being a butler for your future self.
Being a butler.
Someone huge. But he gives the example that if I get all the stuff I need ready for the morning before I go to work or before I start my day,
Yeah.
then when I get up in the morning, like just say, make sure the washing up's done, make sure you get your clothes ready for tomorrow, make sure you get all your lunch ready and this and that, it's all ready to go. Then when you wake up, the stress that you normally have from getting those things done in a hurry is all done, and then you've got this time. Right, and everything working with the future self has that type of characteristic. So in the present, if we do some sort of detox
Yeah.
in the present, as well as our indulgence, we detox or we do some fasting every now and then, or we just limit things in the present to help our future self have more energy. What do you
Yeah.
think of that idea?
Yeah. And I think it's every time we put ourselves through those sort of detoxification, because there's many detoxes in the same way, we'll do one on journaling at some stage because you found a really cool journaling technique that's working for you. So, but there's detoxes for everything. So you can detox heavy metals, you can detox xenoestrogens, you can detox your emotions. Ha ha, you can. You can detox the plastics from your body, you can switch on genes that help your body to detox more efficiently. So
And you can
there's lots of
detox your
things.
psychology through journaling.
Yes, and detox, from pharmaceuticals. There's lots and lots of different things we can do. And I think I mentioned to you, I had a interview, not an interview. I was in a call with a functional medicine doctor for something going on with me at the moment last week. And one of the things that he wanted was something really definitive, because I don't like needles, so I'm not going to go get blood tests. So I've had one lot of blood tests in 30 years.
Right.
Yeah, it's not my favorite thing.
Well, you don't have any major health problems, luckily.
Well, so when I ran my oligo scan, because I was thinking, well, what could I do? And all the minerals and vitamins were pretty good. And
Well, they
the
should be.
heavy metals, though, were through the roof. So that was sort of interesting because I wasn't expecting it. And actually, since we're talking about
You could
toxins,
get that.
maybe I
You
should
could
share.
get that confirmed or tested with a blood test as well. We'll
No,
see
you
what that
can't. No,
says.
you can't. Because blood tests only show, and this is the problem with blood tests. So, this is the problem with blood and hair and urine and sputum and poop testing, is that it only shows what's being eliminated by your body.
Sure.
So what they're so if you don't have lead
At
in
that
your
in that in
bloodstream
that
at
day.
that moment,
Yeah, I know.
whereas the oligo scan shows what's stored in your body.
I realize it's just that in the case of a lot of people, you can get that done for almost free.
Yeah, but it won't show anything.
But
It
instead
won't,
of
no, it won't show anything. I've been doing it for 30 years. It won't show anything. So you have to be so lucky to have anything show up in your blood test at any stage.
Yeah, but there is a bunch of things that does show. Like
Yeah,
it's like a
but we're talking about heavy metals.
yeah, okay, well, all right.
So no, blood tests really don't. They honestly don't, because your body is trying to clean out your bloodstream all day, every day, and pull the toxins out, and guess where they go? If you can't sweat them out, breathe them out, pee them out, poop them out, then your body will store them.
That's right, which
And this
is
is the problem with our bodies being so toxic, is that we're overloaded on a daily basis. And like you say, the emotional gear, when we're in high emotional state, in a survival state, or a trauma, or relationship issue, or dealing with narcissists, or work pressure, or whatever it is, your body can be in survival. Guess what happens to your detox pathways? Your body shuts them down. If you're about to get eaten by a tiger, it doesn't matter if you got mercury and aluminium and lead and cadmium up the wazoo in your body.
So then, a pathway to help clear them out would be to reduce stress.
Well,
Because
yeah, but you
if
still
they're
have to
stressed,
do something to bind them and remove them.
I know, but if they're but what I'm saying with that, there's a natural process that's been blocked from stress,
Yeah.
and
And how many people can do that
stress
for
seems
months
to.
and years on end?
Well, I know. I'm always looking at ways around of well, how do you fix this? Naturally, for free if possible.
There's no way of doing it for free. There just isn't. There's
Yeah.
no way of doing it for free. Sorry, yeah. I went to New York about 25 years ago and listened to a couple of world experts in heavy metal toxicity. And, it's sort of interesting, because it doesn't seem to matter what negative thing we do in our life, heavy metals go up.
They
So if you go
cumulate.
through, say, yeah, but whatever negative we're doing, the body will always, it will leave heavy metals where they are in the body, because it's a process to get them out, and you can feel worse on the way out, depending on how you do it. So, there's things like EDTA. Have you heard of EDTA?
No.
It's a medical thing. So basically, it's a substance that they give you that helps to bind with heavy metals and remove them. The problem with this, with DE, and there's lots of people like Dr. Anna Mahalsia, and well, there's lots of people recommending EDTA for the poisoning after the COVID vaccines. And the problem is that EDTA also pulls out your good minerals. So the more often we pull out EDTA, the more likely we are to end up with
So you
osteoporosis,
need mineral support when you're
osteomalacia. Yeah.
doing that.
Well, yeah, and that's an expensive way of going. Here in
But
Australia, you're
how
probably,
long does the treatment go? Is it like a month or?
well, it depends how long your body is, because it's about $400 a treatment.
Yeah. So you could pick
So
one, but you so you could do a treatment of that and then take really nice mineral supplements for 2 months and get them all back up and.
people need to fi have 5 to 10 treatments. It's a
Yeah.
very expensive treatment.
Well,
And same with
everything's expensive.
liposomal vitamin C. That's another thing that can really help to,
Okay.
yeah.
Oh,
So
okay, that's good.
liposomal vitamin C, but again, because it's so acidic, liposomal vitamin C is really acidic. So you've got to buffer your day with, some really
Bicarb
alkaline
soda.
nutrition. Yeah, some
Brush your
clean
teeth
bi.
with bicarb in the morning at the
Well,
pub
bi
and
well,
gargle.
that might not be enough, but it would be a
That's
start.
something.
Yeah. But bicarb soda, most of it's got aluminium in it. So
So
you've
get some
got to get
better
a clean
quality.
bicarb. So as long as people realize that there's a lot of toxins, even in the things that could be potentially healthy for us, same with borax. Good old borax, it has a mineral in it called boron. So what boron does is helps to strengthen the calcium in our body so that we have stronger bones. And but of course, everywhere you look up boron on the internet, it says poison, poison, poison. So, but if you're lucky, you can get a mineral supplement with some boron in that does help, because boron's one of the things that can help to remove the Morgellons toxins in the body as well.
Well, one difficulty is there's so many toxins in the environment now of many different types
Yeah.
that to address the thing completely would be nearly impossible because there's things that come out of hard and soft plastics.
Yeah.
There's all types of additives they're adding to different things,
Yeah.
including foods and medicines.
Yeah.
And so there's so much toxins. And
That's why
so,
seeing a naturopath or someone who knows what they're
sure.
doing is important.
But rather than being afraid of it, I mean, I mean, what I know of studies into the ADHD was that the first generation, like the way the medical looks at it, is that the first generation comes from a toxicity, which they name lead. So I kind of go, well, all right, so heavy metal. And then after that, it damages part of the, because they say that,
Lead has the highest charge of all of the heavy metals, so it's got
right.
the most positive charge, which means it's creating the most damage. And lead
Right, because it damage because
deblathers.
they say that it damages in the development. So they say that the first generation happens within the first 3 months of pregnancy,
Yeah, it can happen
because
at
that
any
right.
stage.
But particularly that's how that's what they say.
Well, that's because
So
they're doing rat studies. So, you know, they're looking at pregnancy in
that
rats and
guy's
mice.
his name's Dr. Barkey, you know, and he's published in
Dr.
Science and
Barkey. Sure, they weren't
Barker.
experimenting on dogs.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But this guy's hardcore, you know, and he's a drug absolutist. But the research is interesting because they say first generation happens during pregnancy because it's the top part of the brain that's
Yeah.
like the prefrontal cortex. It's the last layer that gets damaged. And so they say that that happens. And then because that's happened, it becomes generational. You know, like what do they say? One in four siblings and
Yeah.
30% of parents will have it too. And but there seems to be a definite toxic indicator to get those type of things started.
Yeah.
So if we're having more and more toxins in the environment, which we know we are,
Yeah.
then just because of industrial pollution,
Yeah,
like not even
absolutely.
talking about things that we're eating yet, just the industrial pollution
Or
itself,
geoengineering and all the other fun
there's
stuff.
no, it's all as it is, and it all produces waste, and so all of that waste accumulates over time,
Yeah.
just like it accumulates in our body, it's accumulating in the planet. Like, and because there's the planet doesn't, the planet's like our body. It doesn't have any way to get rid of it either. It does over time, like, because all of these things have half-lives. So they have half-lives in the atmosphere, plus they have half-lives in our body. Because if you get glyphosate poisoning, which I've had, they say that it's got a half-life of 189 days. So I think it's 189, it's something like
Which
that,
is
but it,
hard since you're breathing it in.
right. Well, yeah, but, well, what are you getting
You
it in
know,
through your
we're
skin?
breathing it in every
Or through your
day.
skin. If it's in your garden,
Yeah.
it comes in through your skin, walking bare feet.
There's so many toxins that we're breathing in every
Yeah,
day.
sure, but I'm just giving the example of the glyphosate, that these things have a half-life. So even for the earth with its natural ability, it'll take 198 days for it to start breaking
Oh,
down.
there's so much I can do to improve
And
it.
the same with our bodies.
Yeah.
There's a because all drugs. I don't know about toxins, but drugs all have half-lives.
Yeah.
How long it takes for them to leave
It
your
depends
body?
where it's stored in the body. If that heavy metal goes into the brain, unless you do something specific, the brain will never release it. If those heavy
But
metals are stored in the bone,
there is if it's because we have a certain resilience where we can remove a certain amount of stuff if it's not too much, isn't it? Because we've got natural release systems that we can
yeah. But
improve.
your body deliberately leaves things where they are if they're stored deep inside. So that's the problem. That's the problem. So, you know, because I run my bioresonance nearly every day of my life. And rarely, if I go out and there's lots of geoengineering, I'll get aluminium and barium and stuff like that. But as a general rule, you know, my bloodstream doesn't have many heavy metals. So when I did my oligo scan last week and I saw like big amounts of mercury and aluminium and.
So does that mean that's that machine's picking a better scan than the
Well,
AO?
that's why I use that. But well, the bioresonance about what's in the blood. So you know how I do three or four scans
Oh,
on
what's
the
this then?
bioresonance? Well, this one, because it's a dermal scanner, it's testing everything. It's what's in your bone, your nerves, your muscles, your fat,
Oh,
your
similar to what
bloodstream.
hair tests do, which
No,
is.
hair test is what the body's eliminating. So the hair test will only show what your body's eliminating. So
Oh,
I
same as
stopped
the.
doing
Oh,
that.
right. I see. So the hair test is similar to the blood test because they're both elimination.
Yeah, and urine and poop tests.
Right.
So, you
Oh,
know,
so when it comes out in your hair, it's eliminating a little bit then.
only if it shows up in your hair test. So,
Right.
if something doesn't show up in your hair, it's not eliminating it.
But
So, it could be deep inside your body.
every test has a limitation.
That's why you do a few things.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. So, I had someone the other day, and she's already spent about 2 grand on testing, and we found more stuff with the bioresonance the other day than. You know, so I was able to give a peace of mind because I said, well, I don't know what these other tests have showed you, but I'm looking at this, and there's no way that you've got
All tests
da da
show,
da
yeah.
da da.
Well, I always have a thing that all tests are kind of good in it because they show a certain range of stuff.
Yeah, but then people get sent home and said, there's nothing wrong with you. It's all in your head. That makes people like you rich. Ha ha ha. But you know, it's because they can't find it. So this is the problem with it, because people who are running the test don't even know the limitations, and they certainly don't tell someone, I'm charging you $500 for this test. It's probably not going to show up. And after that, you're going to need to spend 300 for this, 400 for that, and 700 for that. And after that, there's still only a 10% chance it will have found what's wrong with you. But don't worry, we'll go operate, open you up, and check you out. I've had lots of people that's happened to over the years, I'm afraid. That's why I love doing my cheap, easy little tests in my clinic. Much cheaper than
Well, they're
regular.
different. They're different tests, and they can show different things. Like everything has its limitations, and then because there's some advantages of blood tests just as averages, you know. Because then they're free too, virtually. You go to the doctor and
They're not
then.
free. I pay tax. Tax pays it. They're not free.
Well, all right, but.
Nothing's free. Nothing's free.
Well, they're easily available.
They're easily available. Yes, they are.
And they do show some markets that you can get improvements by looking at more advanced tests. Like, for example, you can get heavy metal testing, but it's really expensive and you have to do it very close to when the thing happened.
Yeah. So that's useless for what I work with as a naturopath.
Yeah, because you might be dealing with some historical event that happened years ago.
No, I'm dealing with an accumulation.
Yeah,
So
which will be.
most people haven't gone to a mercury power plant and, you know, breathed it in for 3 days and, you know, then come to me and had a
But
mercury
that's
test.
historical too. It's happened over years.
Yes.
It's not some
Well.
an immediate thing. But, well, because the thing is that because I've wanted to get tests
Yeah.
when I've been poisoned in the past, and the doctors say it's too complicated. And it's expensive. It'll be about $600 for a test.
Yeah.
Like I looked it up and I inquired about it and I went, well, is it worth it? What can you do with that?
Yeah.
If you already
Well,
know what happened to you.
what I was going to say earlier on is that if you have any toxicity, and it doesn't matter whether it's you know, glyphosate, or whether you have a big bad meal and get salmonella or E. coli poisoning, or whether or not you are abused for 3 days at work nonstop and you just cry all weekend, it doesn't matter what the trauma is, all of those traumas will stop your body from being eliminated. So when I'm looking at, say, the oligo scan or the bioresonance scan, and I'm seeing toxicity, it's like a surrogate for how well our body's detoxing. So with the heavy metals that were high last week, and I think I showed you my scan, you know, it also showed that my toxicity was almost at 100% to what my body would be able to cope with, even though my minerals were all pretty good except for lithium and phosphorus, I think. I think my lithium was low and my phosphorus was too high.
Low lithium, have you got bipolar?
Well, lithium is a mineral that's really low in most Australian soil. So it's just a mineral that helps with the nervous system, but synthetic lithium causes infertility and all sorts of things. You can get natural lithium supplements.
Oh, I remember that. I had a
Yeah.
friend with bipolar, and I remember going to find natural lithium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, one of my friends found some natural lithium, and one of my mates calls her Lithium Linda.
Right.
Because sometimes we need, you know, it's just another mineral. You know, it's got the, but the drug lithium is very different and causes huge amounts of health issues.
Incredible. I've seen people struggling with lithium poisoning. If they
Yeah.
drink too much water,
Yeah.
they can't drink too much water and they can't run.
So part of my thinking was that, you know, so as these toxins build up on our cell walls, and again, you're absolutely right. It doesn't matter what the toxins are, whether it's glyphosate or whether it's heavy
Plastics,
metals or
or
whether it's
it's just
plastics.
that there's a lot more than there used to be
There's so many more,
because we're
absolutely.
refining nature to such a degree that things just get separated,
Yeah.
whereas they were safe when they're all together, and we separate them
And
all.
here in Australia, we are destroying our natural environment to put up wind farms and solar
Well,
panels. There's just,
that'll be an experiment, and you know, we'll see how it goes over time.
oh, it's already
Yeah, I know,
dreadful.
but I just can't.
Well, yes, I'm
That's
sure you'd
a.
love to be that guy up in the helicopter
No, not
having to
really. It's
murder
just
all of the
something that
koalas. It's just awful what's happening. And that is also making the pollution worse because people are idiots and think that chopping down trees is a good thing. Anyway, so we need nature bathing. It's definitely one of those things that improves our microbiome. So, you know, our microbiome, the gut bugs, you know, because we've got about 5 kilos of microbiome in our body. And the healthier that combination of microbiome, the more it allows us to detox heavy metals. So one of the problems that happens at the ages that kids have jibbity jabs is that their immune systems aren't up and running. So they're getting this little bolus, which is often about 50% of the vaccines, going into their nervous system through the arm. So they're not breathing it in. It's not going into the gut. It's not being dealt with in the same way that we deal with most toxins, which is by breathing it in, feeling it on our skin, or digesting it. We're not having that happen. So unfortunately, that can create, you know, this roll-on effect of toxicity in the system and destroy the microbiome and really mess with the way the liver and kidneys
Then, so if
and
that's
immune
happening to
system
everyone, what's
function.
natural ways without any, like, something that's free that people can do?
I don't do free.
No, well, water must be helpful.
Only if it doesn't have the fluoride and chlorine
Yeah,
in
but
it.
I know that we've already talked about that. So filtered water,
Yeah.
is that the most helpful? What's the most helpful detox thing that people can do today at home?
If I believe that green juices were a good thing, because some people have got oxalate and FODMAP issues,
So people
so
without FODMAP
green
and oxalate,
juices.
green juice is really good.
Yeah.
Okay,
So,
so
how
green
many of
juice
these
is really
people know
good.
they've got oxalate? Well, only for people who don't have some issues. So, if you drink green juices and you end up with pain or bloating or farting or belching or burping,
Then
then
you
you've probably
stop.
got
Yeah, but you've
FODMAPs.
got to still try it. Are you saying don't try green juices? Because that's not right. No, so green juices are helpful. And
Maybe.
then if you have problems, you might have another issue. But mainly green juices and water is helpful.
The reason I
What
don't
else
do
is there?
free is that it doesn't work. It
No, I'm
doesn't
not talking
work.
about
You
free. I'm
can't
talking
pull the
about.
stuff out of deep inside the body that's causing ill health.
I know that. Except what I'm saying to you is that even if I get supplements to help with the detox, there'll be things that I can do at home that support that. And green juices will support that. And drinking more water than I drink because I'm usually dehydrated, which will be the part of the problem where the toxins don't release, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. It's like, what can we do? What can we do on top of therapy to make it better now?
Well, all the stuff people know to do. Meditation will help, sunshine
Oh,
will
okay. See, I
help,
don't know. See, I. Right,
green
so
grass, walking on grass and grounding will help.
they'll help the detox itself.
Yeah.
They'll help, so they'll help you through the detox process. So just say you get some nice herbal support. What type of supplements do we have for detoxing?
Well, I use zeolites, fully
Zeolite.
purified zeolites. Like that is 100% the best thing to pull out heavy metals.
Right, and they go, and
But then,
they're like these little cages that
yeah, that's
absorb.
right.
They
Yeah.
suck them out.
Yeah. So a lot of zeolites on the planet are really toxic, and a lot of companies are disreputable and they just crush up the zeolite, they whack it into a bottle and sell it to people. So you can actually be getting a lot more heavy metals from a bad zeolite product. So again, only get one that's been recommended by decent, reputable people. Because there's a, here in Australia, we've got huge zeolite stores and not a single company actually cleanses them. Not one. So I'd use them for foot baths, but I certainly would never put them inside my body, or maybe from a for a bath.
Up a
But
footpath through it, so you can have zeolite footpath.
absolutely. One of
Nice.
my friends, Young Mi, she's from South Korea. She's in the science group I've been part of for the last 3 years, and she's published now with several things about the vaccine toxins, and she's taken the court to the government to court in South Korea for the death of lots of people. And she found that by doing the foot baths with things like zeolites and bicarb soda and apple cider vinegar and washing soda and Epsom salt. So she experimented with all, each of them. And then she would take some of the water, she'd put it under the microscope and her
See what
little
came out.
things, and she would find vaccine toxins in all of them, every single one. So
So
baths are really good. So if you've really,
foot baths are really good then, because
and a bath.
if you can get those little ones that you stick on your feet.
Yeah. If people have got PEMF mats, again, not free, or red light therapy, again, not free, or methylene blue, again, not free. You know, they can all support the upregulation of oxygen in the cell, so higher the
So,
oxygen levels.
so foot baths with those natural products in can lift heavy metals out,
Yeah.
right? And what are the things
Well,
again?
no, I didn't say heavy metals. I
Okay,
said vaccine
but they
toxins.
might be, but foot bathing that have things in it that draw it out, they'll draw out all types of things.
There's no way of knowing. No
No
one's
way of knowing.
looked. I don't know anyone who's looked at that.
What's all the stuff that comes out when you put the things on your feet and they come out black? Like, what is that?
Well, that'll be something that's causing oxidation, so something that's creating free radical damage in your body.
Oh,
So many things do that.
right.
Even stress does that. Even cortisol does
So
that.
are things that are help oxidation, are they help for
Things that
detox?
increase oxygen in the cells.
Okay, so green tea, there's all sorts of things that help decrease oxidation. Different supplements for that too.
Well, there's lots of supplements. That's where I specialize. So trying to do things for free is hard
So
because it's almost
not trying to do
impossible.
things free. It's just that, say, the head of the health department in the US the other day, she talked about how we've got drugs, do you know what I mean? And they can do, but we don't have, because a lot of the things we need to improve, conditions like heart conditions, cancer conditions, there's so many lifestyle and supplements apart from the medical thing that we can do to help as well, right? And so that's where I come from with this approach, because my thing is like, what lifestyles can we do plus the supplements, because that'll get a multiplied effect, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so when I'm talking about free stuff, I'm talking about what can we do plus taking a nice detox, you know. So it's like, so we got antioxidation things as well that helps detox. See, can you see where I'm coming from? This conversation's a bit like my journaling. You're just pulling apart from every angle. You start with an idea, and it goes like, oh, I can,
It's
oh.
funny, we always have a bit of a chat first and think, oh, how about we talk about this? And then we get to the end and we went, well, I wasn't expecting to talk about that or that or that or
That's
that.
like my journaling.
So, yeah, so just to, so
Oh,
let's finish off. But basically, that,
the just misunderstood. So I was saying free. What I mean is lifestyle things to
yeah.
support with treatment. So just say we're working on detox, and we're choosing a counselling remedy or a naturopathic remedy, because we're looking dealing with, say,
Always
stress
best
or.
with both, but not everyone can afford
Yeah,
them both.
so then it's like, because what I always like to do with people is show different lifestyle things you can do to support that, which will multiply its efficiency, right? Do you agree? We'll agree. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. So just say we're dealing with detoxing, okay, because we've recognized like toxicity is just increasing on the planet, and it's hard. And so what we're seeing is people's ability to adapt is becoming harder.
Oh, absolutely.
So the biological system's ability to adapt is becoming stressed and toxic, because we've got more than our body's naturally able to handle. There's a very non-political way of saying it, right? So what type of things then are good? Because I know you know this. What sort of things?
So let's just,
Let's go the lifestyle stuff.
well, we've got to stay hydrated. Got to stay hydrated with purified water. And I know I keep hammering on about that means not buying it in little plastic bottles because then you're getting all the damn plastics.
Yep, don't
So
be a
people,
wallaroo.
get enough
They
sleep.
hardly drink any water and they
How many
live in the
people don't
desert.
get enough sleep? So when you are not sleeping throughout the night, guess what's happening? You need to be asleep by 11 p.m. for your liver to detox overnight. So in the Chinese medicine world, every 2 hours throughout the day, different organs have got a time that they're most active for. 11 p.m. until 1 a.m. is gallbladder.
If
1 a.m.
you're living your
until
normal sleep cycle of a normal
No.
person,
This is for everyone, even if they're not in that sleep
even they're a
cycle.
shift worker.
Absolutely. That's why they're so screwed health-wise.
Oh, that's
They
interesting.
have a much higher risk factor for all sorts
Or
of
people who do
things.
shift work.
Much higher risk factors for
So
many
how do
things.
you compensate? So if you like, is there another? Anyway, let's keep going.
You just have to make sure you get good sleep when you can. So
Yes.
maybe taking some THC or CBD or
Some nice
melatonin or,
melatonin.
some nice herbs like valerian or passion flower or zizifus or
Okay, so we
lemon
got
balm or something before
water and
sleep.
sleep.
Deep breathing. I
Water.
know breathing is one of the massive ways that we actually eliminate toxins.
Isn't that interesting? And slowing down your breathing does everything, like really. And the more because I've been doing breath work for nearly 30 years, and you know, when you get good at it does so much
Can
stuff.
I tell you a funny story? We're watching Stranger Things, which is an old series on Netflix, and we finally got into it recently. Anyway, we're watching it. It's a bit kiddish, but sort of funny. Anyway, one of the insults they give, because this chick is like this MK Ultra chick who's been taken in by the CIA and she's been made to be this super, well, probably a monster, but we all like her because that's the way that the show's portrayed. Anyway, her biggest insult to give someone is mouth breather. So every time she walks past someone and she doesn't like them, she goes, mouth breather.
I've heard that as an insult before, actually.
Yeah. Well, you know, and then sort of, and I know we've chatted about this before, but if we are snoring overnight and our mouth is open and we're doing this breathing all night, we are building up mucus in here that's coming down the throat, it's going into the gut, it's changing the microbiome. So we're actually changing our microbiome for the worse if we are mouth breathing. And even just recently, I had a couple of parents in here, and they were actually thinking about sticky taping their kid's mouth shut
Well,
overnight to
good if
try
they
to
don't
get
have
them into
like
that
a
habit.
blocked sinus cavity. Because the thing is that with, because when you look at the breath work, because I've studied a lot of the breath work masters, and you can recommend it to everybody. But if people, a lot of people have very narrow, and they can't breathe. Like my daughter, she can't nose breathe. Because she's got a little nose, she doesn't have much space up there, she can't nose breathe.
Something that
And
you
so
can.
because we're looking at the positives, like what it helps cellular function, deep
Can I
breathing,
mention something quickly before I
circulation.
forget? Does that, so if quite often when we've got small sinuses, we've got high roofs of the mouth. So as a therapist, if I as soon as someone mentions sinus stuff, I often get them to open their mouth and I have a look up on the roof. And some people, you know, especially you know, the big
Cleft palate.
No, different to that. It's like, you know, you see those classically beautiful African people with the big white teeth and the wide noses. They have very low roofs of their mouth because there's very few toxins, you know, that have been there for 150 years. And every time we have a generation of people that's toxic, this is humans, not just rats, but the roof of the mouth gets higher and higher and higher.
No,
So
interesting.
the
So that'd
toxins
make
follow it in rats and
So then it'd be
mice.
end up in teeth problems.
Exactly. So then people end up with more crowding of the mouth, more teeth being removed. And if you're lucky and you can get a neurological dentist, again, I'm talking 20, 30 grand. But if you can get a neuro, but I've had this change the life of adults in my world where they've actually gone in, they put little doodads on the teeth top and bottom, and over a series of months, the teeth start to widen. They lower their anxiety, they sleep deeper, a huge amount of things. Chronic fatigue can disappear, aches and pains. This one particular lady that I mentioned, I know we're going to have to finish. One particular lady, like she had this done. The funniest thing was her anxiety kept her thin. So I'd known her for like 10 years and she's this skinny thing, and I'd helped her fall pregnant a couple of times. And next thing she comes in, she's had this stuff on the roof of the mouth. And she was getting fat. And I said, "Well, what have you done?" She said, "I'm not doing anything differently." The difference was she wasn't burning 1,000 calories of anxious energy every day because she was sleeping deeply. She was actually regenerating overnight. She wasn't burning 3,000 calories a day because she wasn't anxious. So eating the same crap because she was a skinny chick who could eat anything. So all of a sudden, eating 3,000 calories of crap wasn't working for her body. So as a girl who struggled with my weight my entire life, I thought it was funny that one of my skinny chicks started putting on weight. Not that I told her that. Actually, I probably did laugh with her because,
But it
you
is
know.
so we've got
So anyway, so a
because
neurological
a lot of
dentist can be a
the
thing.
but a lot of the breath specialists, right, nose breathing is such a big thing. Because the nose is such a big thing in our life, because it's such a filter. It also, by breathing through the nose, you increase nitric oxide, and if you hum, it increases it more. But nose breathing, it also nose breathing slows down your breath too. That's quick. Takes a longer time for it to get in with the nose. And so, and
And for
also
those
when you
people,
breathe in your nose, oxygen goes up too. It goes everywhere around your nose, not just straight to your lungs.
and a lot of people who are anxious, they only breathe in the upper third of their lungs.
Breathing down to the bottom of your stomach is a big thing. But with the
Sweating.
deep
Sweating is huge. You got
exercise,
to sweat. And if you can't exercise, you've got to sweat. So go find someone who has a sauna by yourself, you know, some little thing, you've got to sweat. You know, luckily my PEMF mat, I'm so lucky, you know, so it has infrared as well as other energy
when
stuff.
you've got injuries, it's hard to get a sweat up. Like I've got a knee injury, so I've got to ride. When you go running, it's really, I used to run, and you could go for a 20-minute run and you fully sweated everything out and you've got full of endorphins and all types in there, keeps depression away. But when you hurt yourself, you've got to find another way to sweat it out, dancing.
And I think you know, actually one again, not cheap, not expensive, is doing dry brushing before a shower. So you know, you buy those, you know, bristle brushes with some good strong, you don't get a plastic one, that's really bad for you, but get a natural bristle brush, and then you do a dry skin brush before your shower. And by doing it before the shower, that opens the pores. So then when you're in the heat, you're actually sweating out
Oh,
your.
that's interesting.
And actually, with
Right,
your shower.
so interesting. This is becoming such a great. So there's so it's like so with the sleeping. So with water, we're detoxing in one way. With sleep, we're detoxing in a different way.
Well, by getting a good
Breathing.
deep
So
night's
we got
sleep,
so
you're calming
breathing.
your
Now with
cortisol.
breathing, we're getting it out of lungs. Sweating, we're getting it out. We're detox through our pores.
Yep.
So and eating healthier foods with less additives.
Yeah.
So we're
So just
so we're.
clean, eat
So
clean,
we're
you
just
know?
because you can't because the way the world is, you can't cut out toxins.
And actually,
So, but you
something.
can reduce them by buying organics. You know what I
Yes.
mean? As soon as you're buying organics, you've got a different animal there.
Yeah,
You know,
exactly.
and because that's what we do, we just try to even the home brands have got organics that are nearly as cheap as
I know.
cheaper than their bird brand
And
knockoff.
again, it's about choosing where you spend your organic dollar. You know, so if, like I had a lady in the other day and she'd been doing half a liter of celery juice every morning, and it breaks my heart when people say that because celery has the highest, one of the highest amount of pesticides of all of the veggies. So if you're, you know, and you know, there's that guy, the medical medium, and he tells everyone to drink liters of celery juice every day. And every time he says it, I think no one's going to buy bloody organic because it's going to be too expensive. So they're building up toxins in their damn body. It makes me crazy because he never says organic.
But
Anyway, so I said to her,
we don't want to be absolutist. We want to like reduce a bit here, add a bit there,
if you're
as well
doing
as.
juice that is filled with pesticides, you are not getting a health benefit. You're not getting a health benefit if you do juices that are filled with pesticides. You're just not. You're just not, because you're but because you've actually micronized it by juicing it, which makes the pesticides more easy to absorb.
It also takes the fiber, reduces the fiber by.
Yeah, hugely. And the fiber is what binds with the toxin. So be really careful with juices. I'm not a huge juice fan. And intermittent fasting. Let's just finish there. We know how good that is for us. So even if
Right.
it's just sort of choosing like a window, whether or not it's 16:8 or 12:12 or, you know, 14, you know, but basically choosing and, you know, what time. So I had a lady this week and she chooses to eat between, I think for her, she does between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. So she does an 18-hour window where she doesn't eat anything. And again, for some women that works really well. For other women, it messes up our hormones. So we've just got to see what works for
The
us.
other thing is customize it to individual. Like for example, like I'm fasting at the moment, but what I'm not eating a lot less than I used to eat, but I'm eating completely different types of food.
Right. Yeah.
And that's another way to fast is you can if you've got heart problems, for example, the best you look up the best foods, you can find it online. The first thing's chickpeas. I was surprised. Chickpeas, it's hummus time, you know? And so
Yeah.
it's like and so you can change you don't you mightn't eat less eat more, eat less, but you can eat better quality foods.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then you're like and you still I might have lost a lot of weight, but I'm sure feeling a lot better.
Yeah. Well, your VLA, your bioimpedance screening's looking better. So,
Right.
yeah, which is that's what we're after. We want the numbers on the page to look better.
So that's a whole bunch of really nice different types of lifestyle things that you can add
Yeah.
immediately.
Yeah,
And
absolutely.
then if you're still having problems, I mean there's so and what types of supplements other than zeolite do you use for like detoxing? Because how do you
Yeah, okay.
detox
So,
stress,
for
for example?
example, here in Australia, we've got products like Oclear and Estra C. So, what they are is about detoxing estrogen because xenoestrogens are the pretend endocrine disruptors. So, lots of things like herbicides and pesticides and heavy metals and all sorts of things, they're perfumes, they're classic. So, you have all these people, you know, they put their clothes through the washing machine, they put all these stinky, delicious smelling things, they're screwing up their hormones. So stop. Don't do that. Yeah, walking through the perfume aisle. Yeah, perfume aisle. You know, the cleaning aisle of the supermarket, the perfume aisle. I get so many people who get lightheaded and dizzy and they feel faint in there because it's so toxic.
Isn't that funny? I was watching a really old guy and he was an environmental engineer and someone was interviewing him and they said, look, if there's one thing people could do to improve their life, it's like to avoid toxins. And he goes, what do you think it is? And he goes, use a third as much laundry detergent.
Yeah, we don't need
No,
it.
but that's what he said.
Yeah.
And they're
And
like, you
actually,
really? He goes, that's, he goes, you know.
Good old Broccon. So I stock it in the clinic. I can send you a link, but Broccon is amazing. It switches on over 1,000 genes
Because
that,
of the sulfurophane?
well, the sulfurophane, yeah, so sulfurophane, it switches on the genes that allow you to detox better. So some
Right.
of us are
That's the
born.
active ingredient in broccoli, and apparently it has anti-cancer
Oh,
properties.
absolutely. So
That's
if you
how I.
type in sulfurophane into Google and ask about the anti-cancer effect or the anti-toxin effect or the anti-inflammatory effect, you'll get heaps of studies, thousands of studies on sulfurophane. So really quite amazing. The problem is having a product that has an active version of it. So there's lots of crap out there that absolutely do nothing because there's a particular, it has
Well,
to be,
less.
no. Sometimes there's none.
Right,
Because there are people who are actually testing them, and there can be zero yield of sulfurophane in a lot of dodgy products. So, a lot of powders, for example, they sound really good when they've got, say, broccoli in them, won't do anything. Because as soon as the air is sitting in a tub with all of this broccoli seed extract, the air actually
that's from the
destroys it.
seeds, it's not the broccoli itself.
Well, it's a bit of a combo. So, this one's yielded on day four.
Right. Or you
But
could buy
yes,
a
there's
nice
some
organic broccoli.
that will help, nowhere near as much. Like, you need, like, you
Yeah,
know,
I know. But
200 bits
so
of
that's right. But
broccoli.
if you start increasing your bot, like my
Again,
thing is,
broccoli has huge amounts of pesticides.
yeah, that's why I said organic.
Yep, nice.
And
Although
so.
one day I did come home from the supermarket, I'd bought organic broccoli and it was sitting on polystyrene and it was wrapped in Glad
Yeah, it's
wrap.
really
And as a
crap.
naturopath, I just went, oh, you dickhead. I didn't even pay
You could
attention.
go to the farmer's
Oh,
market.
funny. Anyway. But yeah, so I like things like, you know, you can detox the xenoestrogens with things like Estraclear, Oclear.
Right.
You can switch on your genes with things like the Broccon or redox molecules.
But what about
So
other
the
things?
ASEA redox signaling molecules also help every cell to renew, regenerate, and
Do
detoxify.
those types of ones that, the ones you use for parasites and stuff,
Oh, that's a different detox,
do they help
absolutely.
detox other things as well?
Heavy metals.
Is
Well,
that
by
what you.
taking the load off the detox pathways, so if you can reduce your amount of fungus, candida, intestinal worms, parasites, then the
Right.
normal organs of detox might actually, you know,
Yeah,
so we're again,
that's what I'm wondering about.
so
So
whether or not it's.
by doing A, B can happen.
Yeah, so I, for example, I'm getting a product today. I'll just hold for some, don't speak for 10 seconds. So there's a product my good friend Linda Hoggard and I used to use for about 10 years, and then it fell off the market and it's fell back on the market again. So, and I'm going to show you a really disgusting picture. So see all these little goodies? So those are, isn't that fun?
Are they all
So
sorts of tapeworms and.
no, that is mucoid plaque building
Oh.
up in the intestines.
And if they come out.
Yeah,
Yeah, we've
from.
heard them. From fasting people.
Yeah, so from poo poo padoo poop. Yeah, so this particular product that I've ordered again, and my hubby and I used to do it once a year.
I
And
remember that actually.
yeah, and one of my good friends, she did one. And this one here, that's not her photo, but see that one. Can't see that one there that sort of looks like a big green elephant here. She rang me up and she said, Madonna. I think I pooed out my uterus. And I said, well,
Well,
that doesn't sound
you
biologically
might be poor.
possible. And so
Well,
because she,
detox pool
well,
too.
because she'd had constipation her entire life, basically with the colon, you know, it sort of comes up, it goes across, it comes back down again. But she'd had constipation her whole life in the upper right transverse colon. So it's like paper mache with a balloon. Did you do paper mache with a balloon as a kid? So it's sort of like, you know, that mucoid plaque builds up in that area where this constipation happens. And because we're creating such a bolus of herbs and nutrients through this process, of this cleanse I'm buying in, you know, it can shift that sort of stuff naturally. And that can be in areas of the body that colonic irrigations don't even touch. So it can be quite amazing.
That's journaling for the gut right there.
Journaling for the gut. That's
Just with fasting.
it's a
Fasting,
pretty.
what's the product?
It's called it's a herbal cleanse.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll have it stocked in the clinic as
But
of this afternoon.
you've got heaps of different cleanses.
Totally depends on what people want.
Yeah,
Well,
because
you
there's a
know, for
lot of so many
example,
things available to cleanse
yeah.
because so many herbs cleanse just by doing one thing at
Yep.
You know?
Well, even good old activated curcuminoids in turmeric.
That's what
So there's thousands
I was
of,
thinking of turmeric and how many things it
well,
does.
there's thousands of studies that show that it's active in switching on genes. So now
That's
switching on
interesting.
genes and allowing the detox pathways to work is a good step, sort of like sulfurophane, but then sometimes you will need things in there like, Oclear or intestamine or
Turmeric's been a famous detoxer, blood purifier, slight blood thinner,
they did
so.
know that where people in India and again, I sort of everything before the last 5 years because it's got crazy with, pharmaceuticals and stuff, so it's hard to know now. But before the last 5 years in India, the people who ate a normal Indian diet with lots and lots of herbs and spices, they had six times less, the natural occurrence of cancers and stuff.
Yeah, oh, did they really?
Yeah.
And
So, and
even
it,
though they're eating so much rice and are ending up with type 2 diabetes on the natural diet,
yes.
but the herbs
And I think
themselves.
that's a poverty thing too,
Yeah,
because
yeah.
rice is the cheap thing. But
Oh, no,
unfortunately,
it's the way they eat. Like, it's like rice and then these spicy.
I chatted to actually my friend Linda Hoggart
Sorry,
and I.
spent a
We were
bit of
down
time
in
in India.
sorry, we really have to finish.
Okay, let's go.
So we were down in Melbourne a few years ago, and there was this lady there, and she was it was an Indian restaurant. We were having a beautiful Indian meal, and she had these skinny legs, a big fat belly. So she had dysbiosis of the gut. And anyway, so because we went in there the next night because it was so delicious, so we started talking to her about health because there's Linda and I, and we sort of always happy to go, oh, what do you got going on? And she was telling us about this pancreatitis. So inflammation of the pancreas, which can be really deadly, and it can cause all sorts of things and get people on a health pathway that can be very sad. So she was saying to us, no, we eat really clean. And we said, well, what do you have for brekkie? So she's talking naan bread and rice. I go, yeah, you're starting your day with
Carbohydrate.
carbohydrates. You've got to start the day with protein. So she said, but it's really, it's only like two ingredients. So, yeah, we understand that, but it doesn't mean it's healthy for you. If you're getting pancreatitis, there's something going on with your blood
Well,
sugar.
you should eat at least a quarter of much of it.
Well, she and then we went in there again. I don't know whether it was that day or the next day, but we went in there a day or two later, and she'd had 2 days where she'd started the day with protein, and she'd felt better in those 2 days than she had in the last 12 months.
Right.
So
And
we changed her
there's different
life.
ways to do it. The old fit for life diet, you start with fruit in the morning
Which is
as part of the
terrible.
cleanse.
That's actually really terrible.
Well, it's another
You
way of
can't do
looking
it
at it.
long term because what that does is starts your day raising your insulin. So the CSIRO here in Australia, they actually recommend that, and it actually causes more blood sugar problems. So it creates a I'm on my way to diabetes
Well, then if you have any problems,
pathway.
see a nutritionist.
Yeah,
You're a nutritionist.
of course.
So
Yeah.
see a nutritionist, and you can customize
Yeah, because I
it.
always say, where's your protein and your fat with that meal?
Yeah, but short term, yeah, I know that. But for yes, okay. I
Yeah.
know, I know.
Yeah,
But still, a
so
lot of people do that, and they do get okay results just working with it
well, until they
over
come into
time.
me with fourth stage cancer, yes.
Yeah, but even the normal everyday diet everyone eats, you're going to die in trouble.
Yeah, someone said to me the other day, oh, I'm just going to start my day with what was it? Up and go. So, up and go, which is like it actually looks, so on the packet it makes it looks like it's Vitabrits and milk. You have a look at the damn ingredients of Up and Go. It's hideous vegetable oils and all sorts of inflammatory stuff. There's no milk.
I get it
It's
like it
so
because
bizarre. Well, I think people need to be ingredient readers. It's like people buying Nutrilex thinking that they're buying a good healthy thing, and then you have a look, it's all vegetable oils. It's really inflammatory. It is
I've been better.
Nutrilex. There's no nuts in Nutrilex.
I'm an ingredient greeter because being vegetarian, I've had to be an ingredient
Yeah.
greeter before anyone started. And so, I'm really used to the ingredient list. And then because being aware of it, you're like,
Exactly.
don't want
Well, for
that.
years, because we work
Less
with
ingredients, the better. That's
absolutely
the rule.
100% and real ingredients. So as soon as they add vegetable oils, and if you see antioxidants, by the way, so as
Yeah, in
soon
the
as
main, we can't do it with everything or with
no,
something.
but whatever. But basically, if you read the
Well, I don't want to be
ingredients,
a hypocrite because I eat this. Yeah, go on.
So as soon as there's antioxidants in the ingredients, that means by law, they've
Antioxidants.
been told there's something in there that causes free radical damage, and by law they have to add antioxidants.
Oh, that's
Now,
not.
the funny
I've
thing
never seen
is,
that.
oh, it's everywhere.
Is it?
Once you, well, people don't pay attention because it sounds like a good thing. So why would you argue with free antioxidants in your processed foods? You know, because it sounds like a good thing. The problem is the antioxidants they get because it's all, the industry regulates itself. They don't put real antioxidents in there.
Right,
There's nothing good in there.
so this discussion, we've got quite a way with this. I think we could do a series of 10 videos on detox, but we've got some things we need to reduce and some things we need to increase.
Please make some comments with what you'd like us to chat about. Obviously, we're happy to chat about anything.
Well, detox is great. Geez, it went a lot further than I thought it would.
Well, it's not easy. It's not easy.
And this conversation is just like journaling. You start, oh, write about this, and then, oh, okay, did you see that? That just came out of there. Where'd that come
Oh, funny. Okay. Anyway, catch you later, everyone. Have a great
Have
day.
fun.
Bye.